Welcome to the Business Resilience Decoded podcast, brought to you by Aspalis Advisors and the Disaster Recovery Journal. Crisis management in today's world is ever-changing, and this podcast is our commitment to help you navigate successful outcomes for any crisis you may face. I'm your host, Vanessa Matthews. I specialize in providing insights and solutions for crisis, continuity, and resilience across industries from real estate and healthcare to terrorism in the airline and transportation worlds. No matter what industry you're in, this podcast will provide you the tools to build resilience in your organization.
Welcome back to another episode of the Business Resilience Decoded podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Matthews. Today's episode, we're talking about designing training programs that enable you and your company to win. So we've been working a lot in retail, and one of the things that we've uncovered from many clients across different industries and geographies, but specifically in retail, is that different tiers of employees need different tiers of engagement as it relates to training. We typically focus on two groups out of three, right? Strategic and operational are the two groups that we focus on. And there's also a tactical level of training that every organization needs. What we find is that many companies typically will do a one and done, or when budget gets tight or the economy changes, training is the first thing to go. But oftentimes, when you look at data, especially from LinkedIn Learning, what they talk about is how employees literally stay with their employers because of the training opportunities that help them to be a better candidate and to be a better resource internally and for their own careers. And so it's almost a catch-22 of how to manage those challenges and those dynamics. So how do you build a training program that enables you to win? And I'll take a case study with some of our clients that we've been working through over the past couple of years. So number one, training all begins with defining who am I training for, right? Why am I training for these people? What specifically do they need? What outcomes are we looking for? And ultimately, what are the behaviors that we're trying to achieve over a period of time? And so for us, we typically begin with an assessment process, and we measure six or seven different things, from sustainability to training to execution to program management to governance to planning. And what each of those different components of a program provides us are some of the gaps and challenges, as well as some of the strengths that our clients have in place. And oftentimes, what we see is that customers typically say, come in and do a training. I want you to talk about risk management and reputation, or I want you to talk about active shooters and safety. But many times when we dive into the details of that conversation, because our goal is to set clients up to win, and so that you truly get the results and the outcomes that you're looking for. But many times organizations don't necessarily know, well, who am I training for? Is it the strategic level, the operational level, or the tactical level, right? Depending what those levels are, what is it specifically that you're experiencing, that you're noticing? What's showing up that's a gap for you? And how do we help you to close that gap, right? And then from there, understanding more about what are the behaviors that you want to see the strategic, the operational, or the tactical teams to evolve into over time. That's the key word, right? Training is never one and done. If somebody had to teach me how to cook one time and never again, I would never do it, right? I have to learn this over a period of time. And so having very clear understanding and expectations about the behaviors that you want those folks to be able to achieve over a period of time. And then from there, then you actually design a training program that is built for those different tiers. The second thing that we typically have seen with different organizations is, depending on the strategic, the operational, and the tactical teams, what method or what mode of training is most effective? For some people, it might be in person. For some people, it might be synchronous. For some people, it might be asynchronous. For some people, it might be a conference. For some people, it might be one-on-one, more coaching. For some people, it might be a group format. For others, it could be a book, it could be an audio, it could be a paper. And so we have to be very clear about what are the modes of successful training mechanisms and delivery that provide your people with what they need to be successful for your programs. So once you're clear about defining who your ideal trainer or the candidate is that you want to go through this particular training, their why, the behaviors, the outcomes that you're looking for, From there, you're clear about designing what does this training program look like over a period of time? What behaviors do I want to see? What measures am I going to put in place to help to support that? How do I track that? How do I manage that? What's the method and the mode of delivery that's most effective, right? Then you go into developing, and whether you are building this program out internally for your departments or whether you are doing this for a customer or an organization that you are supporting, right? Step three is all about start developing that, right? So here's one thing I love about college. I know the tiers of engagement from freshman to sophomore to junior to senior, right? And in training for emergency management and response and recovery or crisis management, it's no different. So I'm always of the mindset that I want to help customers to build what I call muscle memory. And don't ask me why I always tap my fingers together. But to me, muscle memory is something that I never forget, right? So as a mom, I know that when a baby's crying, it's one of a few things. They're either sleepy, they are hungry, there's something in the diaper, or they just wanna cry because they're a baby, right? But I have muscle memory to know, well, I gotta try a few things to figure out why this baby's crying and to get them back in a happy place. Or if I'm riding a bike, right? How do I pick up and know what to do when I'm riding a bike? Or, you know, in the wintertime, we don't have to cut our grass because it's the type of grass that we have and where we live. But when the summertime comes, how do I create the muscle memory to know, how do I start the lawnmower, putting the oil or the gas back in there? To me, those are muscle memories, right? Or when I'm making spaghetti, how do I remember, oh, I gotta get the meat, I gotta season it, I have to cook it, then I gotta cook the noodles and then bring everything together. It's the muscle memory and being able to not forget how to do certain things that get me a particular desired outcome. And so when I think about building a training program, we typically recommend a 100 to 400 level offering for your workforce, right? So if you're at a strategic level, most leadership teams, depending on the size and the scale and the complexity of the business, may have varying degrees of maturity as it relates to resiliency crisis management or your particular field. So how do you build a training program that's from a 100 level to a 400 level to support your executive leadership over a period of time? And then rinse and repeat that same process with your operational teams and your tactical teams. And sometimes you may have to offer one-on-one or coaching mechanisms for those players who may have a different approach or who may have a different need for how they need to be supported from a training perspective. So in closing, in 2020, during the year of the pandemic, one of our customers was the city of Charlotte. And one of the things that they really wanted to support were small businesses that were facing crisis and disruption and disaster as a result of COVID. And so we partnered with a group of other small businesses and we created a risk and resilience training program built by small businesses for small businesses. And that training program is trademarked the Road to Resilience. And so we built this in partnership with the city of Charlotte, but it was designed for those businesses who had faced that disruption. And so we actually literally took the steps that I laid out to you today to build that program. We defined who the target learner was going to be. We designed the course and the materials. We developed those materials and then ultimately we deployed them. So not only was our program able to support over about 120 or 150 small businesses, we also were able to survey them and to provide an assessment to see where were they before they started training and where were they after to help validate was it truly of value for not only the learner, but also for the city of Charlotte and their outcomes. But another thing that we had to think about to add into the training that we learned from the small businesses was the need for coaching and for a peer and a group of people. In that particular time, everybody was home. They were not in their co-working spaces or their offices. And so the ability to connect and build relationship and partnership had almost gone away. And so we, in addition to the training courses that we developed online, we also built in coaching programs, you know, group coaching programs to bring those entrepreneurs and small businesses in to kind of talk about business continuity and crisis management and what that means for your small business. What does risk management mean? Hey, if I'm in a downtown facility and none of the corporations are bringing their employees downtown, then my business is suffering. So how do I work with other peers across the city, across the region to kind of think through how this impacts me? And so we hope that you're able to find lessons learned from this particular training example, and that you and your teams are able to build a high-performing program for your organization.
Thank you for listening to the Business Resilience Decoded podcast, brought to you by Espalis Advisors and Disaster Recovery Journal. Make sure you check out the show notes for this episode to see all the upcoming events, programs, and ways we can support you. Make sure you subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts, leave us a review, and share it with a friend. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.